This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Britain on Friday began a new year in life outside the European Union single market, with the first trucks crossing the channel by ferry and rail, largely reporting few difficulties despite new customs rules. AP's Karen Chalmers has more.
As Big Ben rang 11 times, it signaled an end to the European Union's economic embrace of Britain, the final stage of Brexit. A steady trickle of trucks rolled off ferries and trains on either side of the English Channel. This is the front line of the new changes, the busy goods route between the southeast of England and northern France. Jan Lariche, the head of Eurotunnel company Getlink, says the new deal has brought more red tape for customs officials.
Now, each time there is a truck coming here, they have to show us that they have done all their custom declaration online before coming here.
British doctor Matt Steele is not optimistic about the changes.
I think it's a disaster, among many disasters this year.
Karen Chamas, London.
The top commander of Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard says his country is fully prepared to respond to any military pressure from the U.S. His comments come amid heightened tensions between Tehran and Washington in the waning days of U.S. President Donald Trump's administration. The Iranian general spoke on Friday at a ceremony in Tehran ahead of the first anniversary of a U.S. drone strike in Baghdad that killed a top Iranian general. Local officials say at least 25 people have been killed in the Democratic Republic of Congo's troubled east, blaming the attack on the notorious ADF militia, which has slaughtered hundreds of civilians over the past year. The ADF, which originated in the 1990s as a Ugandan Muslim rebel group, is one of dozens of militias that plague the eastern province of the vast country. From Washington, your